Construction of new homes rose more than expected last month, but with a glut of foreclosures and other homes crowding the listings, home prices in many places continue to fall. So for home builders, it remains a tough market. Many are still struggling to survive. From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman has our story.
Martha Rose has been building houses for nearly four decades, and despite the hard times, she still loves it. She refers to herself as a building nerd and worries about every detail, from the overall plan and energy efficiency of a project to how a particular corner will be built.
This wall comes over here like this, and then when you build this next wall here...
Clad in a blue bomber jacket with the name Martha stitched on the front, she and a framer are poring over construction drawings for two city townhomes that she's just started.
Her double plate will be a 2x8, but everything else will be 2x4.
Huh?
So can you work with that?
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
Fine.
Rose is friendly and, given the circumstances, surprisingly upbeat. She says you have to be an optimist to build on spec. That means you build a house and then hope someone will buy it at a price that allows you to turn a profit. Sitting on a makeshift chair in what will be a bedroom in this new house, she says she's not usually nervous during construction. That part comes later.
It's not until we're getting ready to list the property for sale. That's the nerve-wracking time. That's when it's like, if you build it, will they in fact come? Does that work?
It hasn't worked very well over the past 3 years. She's built lots of houses and lost money on just about all of them. Obstacles were and still are everywhere. For example, in the boom years, getting a construction loan was easy. But by 2009, Rose says, the routine approval process had turned into a two-hour ordeal.
And sometimes you felt like you were sitting in a deposition. The questions were that pointed and like you were grilled. And in the end, we got rejected 10 times by 10 banks.
She ultimately got a small bank loan, but not before she drew down her savings so she could begin what she thought would be a fabulous four-house cluster.
I gambled. I did. I threw the dice.
It was a terrible bet. For example, she had hoped to sell one of the houses for $639,000.
When it got down to $439,000 and they're offering you $398,000, and it felt like I was laying on the ground and people were kicking me.
When you ask her why she kept building when the market was falling, she says simply, I'm a builder. It's who I am and what I do. Adding, sometimes you have to spend money to get yourself out of a hole. In an effort to stay afloat, she has made some changes in the past few years. The biggest one? She no longer has employees. Instead, she hires general contractors and subs only when she needs them. Gone is the expense of Social Security, unemployment, and workers' compensation payments. The latter could cost up to $3 an hour per worker. The staffer needed to deal with all the forms is gone, too.
I can't see having a business that's that complicated again. The idea is to get leaner and meaner. And not literally meaner, but to figure out a way to get your company down to the bare essentials.
Worrying about all this is tough, but Rose has discovered the perfect place to get away and gain perspective.
What are you doing?
I just put my skates on. Now I'm going to put the wrist guards on.
She's headed off to go roller skating, something she sees as a metaphor for her business.
The floor is slippery until you get used to it, and you go with the flow, you do your best, you pay attention, you focus on it, and you focus on staying vertical. You want me to go out there? Yeah.
Martha Rose slips into the crowd and makes the first turn looking confident. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.